Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. I'm done picking on Crowder.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. 100%.
Yes, you might want to leave me alone.
Did you post video on Instagram?
Yes, I'm going to post it. It's going to be posting shortly.
Okay, so you haven't done it yet.
No, I don't have access to it.
Okay, what do you mean?
I don't have access to the 560 account.
Okay, all right.
So I had to send it to Solana. Solana's out there. Okay, he's going to do it for me.
I just asked if you had posted it. You said yes, and then
I'm
found
it. I'm on edge, okay? I saw what you did to Crowder.
I got y'all nervous.
He's feeling bad because he saw what happened in here. I cradled Crowder during that.
I don't need a cradle. You're flat out wrong.
All right. But I'm done. It's fine. You can say whatever you want.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave you alone.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Is there Hurricanes basketball on the radio tonight?
No.
All right. Well, when there is Miami Hurricanes, tonight's fight night.
Yeah.
When there is basketball, Miami Saturday. Hurricanes basketball. Oh, yeah. You know everything now, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You don't have to bring it up. It's fine.
Yep. Miami Hurricanes basketball on WQAM is sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Fight night with Alex Dono is coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Somebody, our friend Miami Barracuda, he just made a nice Photoshop. It's a logo for Old Tugboat. I'm going to retweet that. It's at Mark Hochman on Twitter.
So Cunho started
So Mike Cunho, I don't know. This is why I wanted to bring him on. Mike Cunho, who's one of the sports anchors and reporters on CBS4, he has now coined your new nickname, Old Tugboat. I don't know where he came up with it. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You watch him on CBS4 here in Miami. Play one more time, Falero. This is Mike Cunho on his sports report last night, working in the video of Channing Crowder.
Now, if you thought that hurt, here's former Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder saying, "Hold my drink." He's trying to jump from dock to shore, and he's got the lift off of an old tugboat. In slow motion, you can see the moment he makes the official transition from pro athlete to professional radio host. Come on, Channing.
Oh. From the guy
what was
who
he thinking?
He once picked off Tom Brady to this. Not a good look, my man.
He's got to work on it.
Yeah, he does.
He is a pretty good radio host. I enjoy his show.
He's very funny.
There you go. So now, Elliot Rodriguez, he goes, "What are you," like he dropped a Chris Hansen on you. "What were you thinking?" But then he said, "Oh, I love the radio show. He's fun to listen to." Rutabay, she came in. She was a sniper.
What is going on with Rutabay?
What's wrong with him? Like something like
sniper.
That.
So
here's Mike Cooney. First of all, how did you come up with the nickname Old Tugboat?
Honestly, it was the first thing that came to my mind that was just slow moving and not, definitely something that would never get off the ground.
What happened?
Because that's a funny part of the video, right? He never really does get moving.
Right. What I don't get is, Crowder, you didn't give yourself enough space. Like, there was more room behind the dock. Why'd you take off from, like, 10 feet away?
Bro, I'm a sprinter. I'm not a long-distance runner.
No, you're not.
My 5-yard box I play in. I play in a 5-yard box.
I like how he says it matter-of-factly, though. No, you're not.
Not more.
See, the start?
So how did it happen yesterday? How did you work it into the newscast? I didn't see the 6 o'clock news last night because you said if you thought that was painful, Crowder says, "Hold my beer." What had you shown before that?
So before it was a clip of the interview that ESPN had just done with Pat Riley talking about how painful it was watching LeBron's game. So it was just pain. There was emotional pain and physical pain.
That is funny. All right, that's a funny newscast. Now, who you cover sports? Mike Cunho from CBS4. Mm-hmm. Who has less hops, Dwayne Wade or Channing Crowder?
Who has less? Are you kidding?
Well,
why would you even put Dwayne's out there still dunking in the?
Well, he couldn't have because when I saw him block KD the other night, remember, and then he came back on the other end and he couldn't really get up there. So, does Crowder still have it, or you say Dwayne Wade's got him there?
No, Dwayne Wade definitely got him.
All right, well, Mike Cunha's a reporter.
How tall is Dwayne? 6'4"?
6'4".
He reaches up, he's at 9 feet, he got to jump 12 inches.
Crowder maintains, you've seen the video a number of times. You've watched it like the Zapruder film. You would never put it on the news if you had not gone over every inch of the video. And by the way, you could see the video at the 560 WQAM Instagram page, right? 560 WQAM on Instagram. Crowder posted it on Twitter. He's also retweeted a lot of the funny memes that people have made off it. It's official Crowder on Twitter. So you've seen the video. People were texting in yesterday some reviews via text of what they saw. Tell me which one of these texts you think is the most appropriate. Crowder's jump looks like somebody pressed the wrong button.
Oh, y'all giggling, huh?
It's
that's
not
what y'all
me.
Planning
it's
to
not,
do?
It's
that's
not,
what y'all
no,
planning to
it's
do?
It's not me, though. It's a texter.
I'm a terrible video game player. So that's I totally get that. Like, that is me. When you're supposed to shoot and see when you pass, that is exactly, no, that's
right.
So we can end the game right there.
It might be the best one. Somebody texted in, Crowder jumping off the pier was like Neo jumping off the building his first time in The Matrix.
Y'all are nice. Yeah.
Somebody asks via text, he was trying to get across?
You should have tucked your knees in and just pretended it was a cannonball when you were halfway across.
Yeah, like at what point did you realize that there's no chance you're going to make it? It had to be before liftoff.
Probably when, you know, I was flying through the air and I looked down. I was like, hey, I'm a little bit far, a little bit away from this land.
Tell Mike Cunha how close you think you came to land.
How about 22 to 24 inches?
He says 22 to 24 inches away, Mike. What would you peg it at?
Yeah, and I'm 7'2". Come on, man. Like, dude, you're like 3 or 4 feet. Not only that, but the shoreline right there, it's muddy. So even if you hit that, you're probably falling backwards into it. No.
This is the thing, Mike, because we had this conversation yesterday, too. They were like, but if you made it, what were you going to do? If my toes touched that dirt, oh, my goodness. You would have been to tell me nothing.
Yeah, that would have been a win. I said, if he got both toes a millimeter on the dirt, he would have been able to claim victory.
Yes, but you look like one of those flightless birds you go hunting for on those branches where they like clip their wings and they don't get out, they get like 4 feet off the ground so they can't fly away.
Yeah, now me and my wife are having a conversation. When am I going to the doctor to get this knee checked out?
It's swolled.
Yeah, this knee done swolled up on me, Mike.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh,
it's really swollen.
Yeah, that limp wasn't a joke. That was a real limp.
That was not one of those limp off, like, because I just feel shame, so I'll pretend like I'm injured. Dude got injured.
I thought you were just trying to play it off, like, oh, maybe I took off weird in the off the dock and that's why I couldn't get across. I thought you were looking for excuses. Dude, you got hurt?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
That's so funnier. I don't feel bad. That's funnier.
That's not nice.
He's been talking with Rutabay.
A lot of giggling. Yeah, and then Rutabay.
I think the only one that really likes you is Elliot Rodriguez.
Tell Elliot to call us, y'all. You and Rutabay giving me hell, Mike. Rutabay throwing in all the little daggers at the end.
How do you like this text, Mike? Somebody texted in, Crowder looked like a misfired Angry Bird from the game.
Yeah, you hit the button too quickly and it turns off falls flat. Yeah.
Happens to all of us. It's no big deal, Crowder. I'm done picking on him, Cunha. We've had our fun. I had my fun. We all had our fun. So does Rutabay not like him?
Does Rutabay know who you are? I don't even know.
Yeah. This is what surprised me, Mike. We've done charity events together. And
oh,
I was
really?
Like, oh, Rutabay got my back. She didn't.
But see, that's probably it. So she met you in person. She was like, "What? Why did this guy think he did?"
Wow, Cunha.
We're going to have to wrestle next time we see each other,
Cunha came in swinging. I love it, man. This guy has earned himself a regular spot on the show.
Listen, just because I can't get over that damn wall don't mean I'm soft.
I can outrun you with that knee.
Yeah, what are you going to do, chase me down now? I'm totally being Twitter tough guy now.
No, Mike, it's on now.
When's the last time a tugboat chased you down, Mike?
It's on now.
The old tugboat. I suggested that we call him Sully because he landed in the water.
That is That's a lot better than tugboat.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, because Sully didn't mean to land in the water either.
You going to sit right here and do that?
You can argue Sully needed to land in the water.
Right, ooh. Sully at least needed to.
I'm not going to sneak up on you either, Mike. You're going to see me coming.
Nobody got injured on Sully's plane.
You don't got to watch your back, watch your front.
You want no smoke, Crowder.
Everybody check out the video. Play the audio one more time. Mike Cugno on the CBS 4 News last night.
Now, if you thought that hurt, here's former Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder saying, hold my drink. He's trying to jump from dock to shore, and he's got the lift off of an old tugboat. In slow motion, you can see the moment he makes the official transition from pro athlete to professional radio host. Come on, Channing. Oh,
from the guy
what
who
was he thinking?
He once picked off Tom Brady to this. Not a good look, my man.
He's got to work on it.
Yeah, he definitely does. He is a pretty good radio host. I enjoy his show.
He's very funny. Right. I will say that.
All right. There you go. You know what we should do in the next segment, Cugno, see if you agree with this. Let's play Crowder's interception on Tom Brady.
No.
So that would, no, I want to change
no,
the.
Son.
I want to
no,
change the.
Son. No,
Cugno,
no,
no, no, can
you
I agree.
And can you do that on the news tonight also? Can you play? Can you do a highlight package of Crowder?
I would love to do a way back Wednesday or something, but I'm off today. Sorry, bud.
All right, well, you gave it a shot. Cugno's a sniper too.
Him and Rudy Bay working against me.
That's funny. Mike, thank you for doing that yesterday. Thank you for making time for us.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Mike Cugno, CBS 4. I want to do that in the next segment. We gotta change the whole tenor.
Nothing.
Do a whole. I want the Rex Ryan montage. I want to celebrate Channing Crowder. I'm gonna bring you pizzas in the next.
Hey,
segment.
Listen. Mike just made my list. You want to get on the list? You want to get on my list?
He's not on the list already.
What
he's
is
on
it?
The, he's not on his body. Get on the list.
Is it a list of boats you got to pull into the ocean, old tugboat?
I ain't messing with you.
Jim Larrañaga, by the way, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, he's going to join us around 4 o'clock. We are going to celebrate all of Crowder's Dolphins accomplishments in the next segment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.